Here at the National Agricultural Aviation Association meeting, I am speaking with a family from North Dakota in the agricultural aviation business, and I would like them to introduce themselves first. Please, Glenn, you first.
Hi, my name is Glenn Wareham from Park River, North Dakota.
And Chris?
Yeah, Chris Wareham with BASF Corporation, Grand Forks, North Dakota.
And Jace?
Jace Wareham, Park River, North Dakota.
And let's not forget Mom.
Vernie Wareham, also Park River, North Dakota.
All right, well, you guys have a really interesting story, your background. I'm going to start with Glenn here. And Glenn, I want you to tell me about your business in North Dakota and really how you got started in it.
I purchased Valley Sprayers in 1995. At that time, there was another operator, but with the opportunity came available, we purchased that spraying service, and I guess that's where it started.
But you had the roots, seeds of that planted many years ago, because I understand your dad was a pilot, right?
Yes. I guess I remember flying with my dad since I was probably about 3 years old in Iowa, and we moved to North Dakota in 1959, and I think it never got out of me. I think it stayed with me all the time, and fortunately for me, my two sons have stayed close to that industry as well. So,
well, let's talk to number one son here, Jace, the oldest, is that correct? And Jace, tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm 37 years old. I've been married for 14 years, have three daughters.
And you're involved with the family business here. I understand that you were involved from a very, very young age.
Yeah, that's right. Some of the earliest memories I have is me and my brother being at the airport. My dad had a repair shop, worked on small airplanes back then, and been around airplanes and this industry since, like I said, just a little guy, and haven't left it yet.
And you're a pilot and involved with the company directly, right?
Yeah, I've been flying for, I just finished my 16th season. Worked all those seasons with Valley Sprayers and my dad.
Well, let's move to Chris now. Chris, now you are not directly involved in the business, but involved with BASF and still close by with everybody. Tell me a little bit about your background and why you took that path.
Yeah, so my background, I grew up just like my brother around the airport from as long as I can remember. Decided that agricultural aviation just probably wasn't a great fit for me. Stomach wouldn't handle it very well. But definitely wanted to stay in the industry associated with agriculture. Went to North Dakota State, got a bachelor's in biology and a master's degree in plant pathology, and was fortunate enough to find my way to a good company like BASF.
And how long have you been with BASF?
Approaching 4 years as a technical service representative in North Dakota.
Glenn, one of the reasons why we're talking with you is that you sponsored one of the scholarship award winners, actually the big guy, the guy who got the first place scholarship award winner. Tell me a little bit about Jordan.
Well, Jordan is a young fellow that started working with us as a senior in high school. He started working in the shop in the fall of his senior year. Probably about 2 weeks after he worked with us, he said, how do I learn to become an aircraft mechanic? And I pointed him in that direction, and he pursued that. He achieved his airframe and power plant license, and then he told Jace, how do I become a spray pilot? And so Jace started working with him, and we got him lined up for going to Ag Flight at Bainbridge. And he's an aggressive young man. He's been working in the shop with us. He's run a Rogator for us. He mixes chemicals, loads airplanes, drives semi. He's a versatile, valuable young man, and we're hoping to employ him as a pilot next summer. So I guess that's the story on Jordan from our side.
Well, and you are also very involved with NAAA. Tell me about that.
Yes, I was recently honored to be selected as a director from North Dakota. I've always enjoyed working with the organizations that I'm a part of, and this has been a great experience. I've enjoyed it. I look forward to it. I hope it never ends, but I know it will.
Well, and Bernard, I know that you also are involved in the business, kind of in the background, but you play a very important role, and that role is keeping the applicator is fueled up, right?
Exactly. Yeah. I haul meals to the airport or out to the field, wherever they are. I'm kind of their gopher. I run chemicals here, go pick up stuff there, and I'm still working at the hospital, so I keep really busy. So.
Well, and you're a nurse.
I am a nurse, a registered nurse, and I work in the intensive care nursery. Been there for 40 and a half years.
Looking to retire soon?
Soon.
And then you'll be more involved with the business,
I think probably. I think that's what will happen.
Well, wonderful. Now, Jace, one of the things that we talked about earlier was really some of the opportunities and challenges that are facing the industry here, the industry of agricultural aviation. Tell me about some of those as you see it.
Yeah, challenges upcoming are the new laws and regulations that are being proposed and trying to be brought down on aerial applicators. Challenges that I know with the help of the NAAA and local state organizations that will overcome and continue to thrive. Opportunities, what I see for aerial applicators anyway, is the farms are sizes nowadays are getting a little bit bigger, a lot of stuff to handle for each grower or manager. We're just another tool in the grower's toolbox to help them with their growing needs to supply the country with the demand for food.
Well, Glenn, finally, why don't you tell me what you think about your business, your family business here, and its involvement with the agriculture industry and how important it is?
Well, the agricultural aviation industry is a big part of production agriculture. We've been an integral part for a number of years. We hope to continue to be an integral part. I think that if there's an area that we need to concern ourselves with is keeping good persons of high integrity. We certainly appreciate the participation of BASF in the Operation Safe and their sponsorship of programs such as the scholarship for the young ag pilots. That's an important part of keeping the industry safe and strong. I think that if we continue to do that and the National Association helps, we'll govern ourselves in a way that will maintain an integrity, a business of high integrity.
And helping to feed the world at the same time.
Helping to feed the world, yes.
All right, very good. Well, thank you very much. A pleasure meeting all of you. And it's really great to know what you're doing to help our farmers out there. And reporting from the NAAA in Las Vegas, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.